You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. There's a new and exciting app on the market, and it's all about accessibility and helping blind and partially sighted people navigate through traffic easier. Now, to tell us more about this really interesting app, I'm joined now by Michiel Janssen and Willem van den Murup, founders of Eyes, the Belgian startup behind the app. It is fantastic to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, indeed.
So would you mind telling me, what is OCO? Because that's the name for the app that you have created.
Yeah, sure. So OCO is a very easy to use application that recognizes the pedestrian traffic light and brings back the state through audio and haptic feedback. So that means that on intersections when there's no physical APS system installed, it's the ticking sound that you hear when you want to cross, we can bring back the information of the traffic light using the phone.
So this is why you call the app a ticker app, because it kind of mirrors that ticking sound that we get.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually call it the mobile APS that fits in your pocket, because the APS is literally baked into your iPhone, basically.
Oh, brilliant. And what inspired you to start this app?
Yeah, actually, we are. There's a third co-founder, and he's actually my brother as well, Vincent Janssen. And together, we have a family friend who is quite severely visually impaired. And together with him, we just sat down, noted some challenges that he faced while navigating outdoors. And the three of us all have an AI background. And then we just sat down like, okay, we want to leverage artificial intelligence to guide blind and visually impaired more safely and more independently from A to B. So that's the story behind Eyes.
So is the app quite easy to use? And also, I know there can be sometimes issues with apps like that. They can really drain your batteries, kind of like using navigation can sometimes drain your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true. The application uses battery, of course, as well. The reason it uses battery is because everything runs locally on the phone, which, of course, is very important if you don't have a cellular connection or your cellular connection is quite slow. Then some dangerous circumstances might arise, like, for example, saying that it's green while it's already red again. So that's why it's very crucial that everything runs locally on the phone. But we do see that in newer phones, that impact is much lower compared to some of the older iPhones that we do support. Mm-hmm. But we are improving the battery performance as the algorithm actually optimizes. But it can be quite similar to using a GPS on your phone.
Yeah. So where can we use this app currently?
Yeah, good question. So currently it's live in the Benelux. So it's a smaller region, of course, since we're really making sure that everything is perfect surrounding the application. But we are looking to expand into different countries. We actually have a lot of users in, I think it's 15 countries. But we're actively looking for more testers, since we really want to know that the app is perfectly safe in that country before we expand into that region. People can go on our site, which is www.eyes.ai, and really get early access by signing up and filling out a small form, and then you will be invited to test application in your country.
So that's something we could do from here in the UK as well then?
Yeah, exactly. We already have like, I think, a dozen of testers in the UK, but we are really aiming for like 50 to 100 more before then rolling out OCO in the UK as well.
So what else do you have planned for the future? Because it seems like you're wanting to expand, but is there anything else exciting that you can share with us?
Yeah, sure. So indeed, the goal is way broader than just only detecting the pedestrian traffic lights. I think the focus currently is more on the AI and being an AI assistant. I think one of the next steps will be bus number recognition. It's something that a lot of our users here in Belgium mentioned, that it's hard to know which bus or tram is arriving at a certain stop. And again, there are artificial intelligence by using the camera of your smartphone can also detect a bus and then which line it is and which direction it's heading to. But in general, like the future vision is really assisting or translating visual information into sound by also incorporating GPS. So you can see like GPS on a global level, but then whenever you're walking, you can take out the phone, detect a pedestrian light, detect a bus, detect a crosswalk, there are numerous of things that we want to do, but it's a matter of timing and focus whenever we're able to do so.
So from all the people that have tried out your app and are using your app, how do they find it when it comes to kind of being around and maybe using their phone and the app whilst they're also using their white cane, or maybe they have their guide dog with them? Do they have a preference, or does one group choose to use the app over the other?
Yeah, sure. So it does get some getting used to trying to use the phone and pinpointing it directly. But since the app is that fast, it kind of gets... Once you get the hang of it, it gets very easy to pinpoint the phone. We also actually chose the name Okko so that it responds to the Siri. So if you say, hey Siri, open Okko, it quickly responds and there's no way to confuse it with another app. So it automatically opens the application and starts detecting immediately. So all of these little things make for the fact that it's quite an easy app to use and quite easy to take out and put back. We received that a lot of useful and positive feedback saying, hey, the application is very nice to use. I was a bit hesitant at the beginning because I have my white cane or my guide dog, but they still use it because it provides them with that much more information. We do have another user who actually created a special case with a cord around their neck to help hold the phone while she's walking. And then when she comes at an intersection, she just says, hey, Siri, open the Okko app, and it starts detecting automatically. And she doesn't even have to hold the phone. So it's fun to see how people come up with creative solutions for our app.
Oh, I love that. So if you could give us those details for the website once again, for anyone that would be interested in finding out more about the app or maybe trialing it for you.
Yeah, sure. So it's www.ayes.ai, and then the first button that you see with voice, that you can hear with voiceover as well, is the get early access button, and there you can fill out a quick form and then we will automatically invite you to test our application.
Oh, fantastic. Michiel and Willem, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for having us.